Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today we're going to get a special NCAA Week 5 game preview between the Michigan Wolverines, ranked number 4 in the country, against the Iowa Hawkeyes, currently unranked. So if you enjoy the video or subscribe to the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Clips for us on Instagram at 100th Football, and of course our podcast, which you can listen to pretty much every single day thanks to the Believe Podcast Network on any major podcast streaming platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you enjoy listening to your podcast. Well over 1,000 episodes over there, and so many more on Facebook and YouTube. Once again, we thank you all for checking out our video, but let's get into the game preview. Iowa versus Michigan in a matchup that people are going to be looking forward to. Can the Hawkeyes play spoiler, or can Michigan continue its dominance? Let's break this game down to who I think is going to win, and of course, the final score. Let's talk about Iowa, the Hawkeyes, real quick. First 2 weeks of the season, this team did not look sharp. They did not look good whatsoever. I mean, it's just realistic, right? Week one against South Dakota State, they only won 7-3. And then week two against Iowa State, they lost 10-7. So only scoring 14 points in two ball games, there wasn't a lot of hype around this Iowa team the first 2 weeks. However, these past two games have been a different story. They beat Nevada, shut them out 27-0. And the past game this past weekend against Rutgers, they got a good win, 27-10. In that ball game, Spencer Petras led the way 11-17, throwing the ball 148 yards, no touchdowns, no INTs. The running game, not the sharpest either, but it got the job done. LeSean Williams, 11 carries for 64. Caleb Johnson, 15 carries for 58. Williams got a touchdown on the day. The receiving corps, Sam Laporta led the way, 4 catches for 77 yards. Behind him was Luke Lachey with 2 for 37. As for the defense, like I said, only gave up 10 points in this bowl game. They were the real showstoppers here. 3 sacks on the day as a team. Aaron Graves got 1.5 of those. He also got 1.5 tackles for loss. As a team, 5 passes defended. Leading the way in tackles was Seth Benson. Right behind him was Jack Campbell. And as a team, they got 2 interceptions. Cooper DeJean led it for a pick 6. And Kavion Merriweather got one as well. Not a pick 6, but still, hey. An interception is an interception. Like I said, got a good win in that one. Shut them out back-to-back quarters in second and third. And a good win for this Iowa Hawkeyes team. As for Michigan, they have looked really good this year, guys. First week, Colorado State got the big win, 51-7. The next week against Hawaii, they won 56-10. UConn, 59-0. What a shutout there. And then this past week, a little bit of trouble against Maryland in a close game. They won 34-27, only a 7-point ball game. But I remember, I believe I did cover this game, and I said it was going to be close. But hey, I knew Michigan was going to pull it out. In that game, J.J. McCarthy led the way, 18-26 passing, 220 yards, 2 touchdowns. Good work for him. The rushing game is the real story for this team. When I say that, Blake Corum, 30 carries for 243 yards. Those are some NCAA football Madden numbers right there. He also got 2 touchdowns on the day. But the receiving corps leading the way with Luke Schoonmaker, 7 catches for 72 yards and a score. Right behind him was Ronnie Bell with 3 catches for And again, 72 yards. As a team on defense, like I said, only gave up 27 points, the most so far this season, but overall they got it done. Junior Colson led the way with 13 tackles. Behind him was Mike Santrizzle. As a team, they got 3 sacks, thanks in part to Mike Morris, Mike Santrizzle, like I said, and Derek Moore. They had 5 tackles for loss and 3 pass defended, 2 INTs, both of those on R.J. Mountain and D.J. Turner. Like I said, good win for Michigan, and that remains undefeated on the season. Now, looking at this game this upcoming week, Michigan versus Iowa. A good matchup. It's going to be in Iowa in a Big Ten title game rematch, so everyone's going to be hyped for that. It's going to be looking real fun. Like I said, Michigan's averaging 50 points a ball game. Iowa's averaging 17, and I think that Michigan is going to have a phenomenal day. I'm expecting Michigan to get the big win in this one. Just their offense is off the chain right now. And Iowa, like I said, they have been looking at these past 2 weeks. I don't know if they're up to task against Michigan right now. So on this game being played on October the 1st at noon Eastern, I'm going to rock with the Michigan Wolverines remaining undefeated, defeating the Iowa Hawkeyes. Final score, I will go with Michigan getting 40 and Iowa 17. I think it's going to be a big blowout win for Michigan. I think Iowa's going to put up a decent fight, but I just expect I expect the Wolverines to really just pull away with this one and get a big win. But I want to hear what you have to say. Who do you think is going to win this ball game here? It's going to be Michigan. It's going to be Iowa. We'd love to hear it in the comments. Like I said, check us out each and every single week, Facebook, YouTube, also on our podcast, on Spotify Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or whatever it is you listen to podcasts. I've been your host, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy some football, and we'll be back with another live episode. We'll see you soon. Let's see what Logan Landers has to say about the next game preview. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today, doing a special NCAA Week 5 game preview between the Baylor Bears and the Oklahoma State Cowboys. So, if you enjoyed the video or this episode of the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook and YouTube. Check us out on Instagram at 100 Football, as well as LinkedIn. And our podcast, which you can listen to every single day pretty much on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to podcasts. Let's get into this matchup, a rematch of the Big 12 Championship. Baylor, Oklahoma State, let's see how this is going to go. Let's kick things off with the Baylor Bears, 3-1 on the season, currently ranked number 16 in the nation. On the year, they got big wins over Albany, 69-10. Texas State 42-7. And last week, a good win against Iowa State 31-24. Their one blemish on the year comes against BYU in a good game they had. They lost 26-20. As for Oklahoma State, they're currently undefeated 3-0 on the year. Closer win against Central Michigan 58-44. A big win against Arizona State 34-17. And an absolute blowout against Arkansas Pine Bluff 63-7. So looking at this Baylor Bears squad, let's talk about them specifically with their game against Iowa State last week. Like I said, got the win 31-24 in the ballgame. Blake Shapen, pretty good day overall, right? 3 touchdowns, 9.2 average, 238 in the air, and a 19 out of 26 completion. As for the running game, decent but not the greatest. Richard Reese led the way to 21 carries for 78 yards. Behind him was Craig Williams with 10 carries for 36. Reese got a touchdown on the day as well. For the receiving core, a lot of guys were able to get the ball, but the main man was Gavin Holmes, 3 catches for 92 yards and a score. Ben Sims also had 5 catches for 39 and snagged a touchdown as well. The defense, like I said, only gave up 24 points, not too shabby. Gave up, pitched a shutout in the third quarter at least. And as for them, A.J. McCarthy led the way with 9 tackles, with Al Walcott behind him with 7. As a squad, they had 4. Yes, 4 sacks. Bryson Jackson led the way with 2 of those. They had 8 tackles for loss, and they had 3 pass defended with 2 INTs coming with Christian Morgan and Devin Neal. So a good win for the Baylor Bears squad. Let's talk about Oklahoma State and what they did last week against Arkansas Pine Bluff in the blowout. So this is going to be a good test for them. Like I said, they got the win 63-7 for the ball game, though. Spencer Sanders, 13-16, 242. 4 touchdowns, a great day for the quarterback. For the running game, a lot of guys got some carries. The main guy was Dominic Richardson, had 7, but the leading rusher came from Ollie Gordon, who had 3 carries for 65 and a tutty. As team, they ran 27 times for 168 yards. The receiving corps, led by Braden Johnson, 4 catches for 86 and 2 touchdowns. Behind him was Brennan Presley with 3 grabs for 60 and 1 score as well. John Paul Richardson got one. Kale Cabiness and Talon Shitron got one also. For the defense, like I said, only gave up 7 points. Not too bad at all. Lamont Bishop led the way with 5 tackles. Aiden Kelly behind him with 4. As a squad, they had 5 sacks on the day. Mason Cobb had 2, as well as Ben Kopinski. As the team, they also had 9 tackles for loss, 5 pass defended, but no INTs on the ball game for them. So this is going to be a crazy game. I'm excited to see how this one's going to turn out. Like I said, people are favoring Oklahoma State in a tight ball game, but I don't know. Just, you know, when you get that gut feeling sometimes, that you just kind of, you pick a team for who knows what reason, but I'm kind of feeling Baylor on this one. Ever since the schedule came out, I've just kind of been sticking with Baylor. For what reason? I don't know. It's just in my gut. You know, I'm not a Baylor fan or nothing, but I don't know. I just feel confident about them winning this ball game. It's going to be a close one, though. I do believe it's going to be a close ball game. It's going to be a great ball game. But on the day, I think this upcoming Saturday, in a close, very close matchup, I'm going to go with Baylor getting the win on this one, 28, and Oklahoma State, 24. It's going to be a great ball game. Of course, it's a toss-up. Either way, both these teams are tremendous. And if you're Oklahoma State, hopefully you can remain undefeated. And Baylor, you got to pretty much, you know, right out the season. You can't lose too many more times. And if they lose this one, it'll be their second one on the year. And it'll be tough for them to keep fighting. You know, they might have some issues. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. But I'm going to go Baylor getting the win on this one. But I want to hear what you have to say in the comments. Baylor, Oklahoma State, who's going to win the ball game? I think it's going to be a great matchup. I think it really is going to be a toss-up. This is just my prediction. But like I said, I want to hear yours in the comments. Check us out on Facebook, on YouTube. You can comment over there. And also, you can just comment on our podcast as well. Spotify have a podcast. Go over there, leave us a review saying, hey, I love the show. Or if you also, hey, if you want us to cover a certain player, team, coach, whatever, drop it in the comments, and we'll be sure to put it in our future episodes. I've been your host today, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.